Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. Later on this week, we've got President Donald Trump on this show with a 30-minute sit-down interview with Wayne Allen Root. We've also got Mike Lindell of MyPillow coming on the show. I'm hoping to bring you some people with the Nevada. Again, I tell you, because it's a national show, I don't want to make it a Nevada show only. But when something does happen in Nevada, something that's important, something that affects the whole country, I think Nevada is very representative of what the kind of fight that's going on all over the country. I bring it to you. And, you know, what happens in Vegas doesn't stay in Vegas. And the Clark County GOP canceled their meeting tomorrow night because of security concerns. Let me give you the kind of sum up of this thing. There's a group in Las Vegas. I'm not going to say their name. But they're associated with several kind of violent groups like the Proud Boys. And I don't even have anything against the Proud Boys, except that if they start threatening people, then I want no association with them. And this group of people, individuals, started threatening that they wanted to take over the Clark County, which is Las Vegas GOP, and that they were going to bring hundreds of people to the meeting and literally take over the party and outvote the people that are running for office, who are all great, great people. And I know the board of directors. I know the people on it. I know the chairman of Clark County, all good people. And they called them rhinos. And you know, on this show, I hate rhinos. I'm telling you, the people running Clark County are not rhinos. They're all strong Trump people. But they're sure not white extremists. And they're not Nazis. And they don't hate Jews. And they don't hate black people. And this group that's trying to take over the party, there was some research done by the people who run the Clark County Republican Party, and they literally sat me down and showed me the proof that these people that are running to take control of Clark County control websites where people have Nazi symbols and hate Jews and blame Jews for the problems of America and say terrible things about Jews and black people and make racist comments and also terribly sexist comments against women. And this group has now attacked the woman who's running for chairman of Clark County, which is, her name's Carrie Buck. And it just so happens everyone they attack is a woman. And these guys brag that they're basically chauvinists. So you talk about a rough crowd of strange people that will get us in a lot of trouble and ruin the Republican name. And they had to cancel the meeting tomorrow night because of the very serious threats that have been made against members of the executive committee and the chairman himself. Terrible threats, violent threats. And so they feared for their lives and the safety of everyone at the meeting. This is a group of people that call themselves Republicans who are invading the Clark County Republican Party to try and take it over and claim it's their Republican Party. And you know what? I want real conservatives. I want real Trumpers. I don't want rhinos, but I don't want Nazis. And I don't want white extremists. And I'm just telling you, this group appears to be, allegedly, a bunch of skinhead white extremist wackos who hate Jews, hate blacks, and do not represent the good people of the Republican Party. So the Republican Party basically said, here's the names of the people that are causing all the trouble, and they're banned, and they cannot come to this meeting, and they cannot serve in office. And this group sued them and said, you can't do that. You know, it's a free country, and you're not allowed to tell us we're sued. And the response of the Republican Party was basically, guess what? Anybody can come to our meetings as long as they respect people and don't make threats against people's lives and aren't racist and don't hate people. And you know, I respect that answer. Anyone could be a Republican. Anybody could be a member of our party unless you... unless you are a person who makes threats against the lives of others. And so freedom doesn't extend to that. And so there's this massive debate going on and this massive confrontation in Las Vegas between people that appear to be right-wing extremists who are on the side of hate and very good conservatives who love Trump and support Trump and are not rhinos, and the crazy people who are making violent threats to hurt or kill people at this event. Those people are charging that the good people who support Trump, who are reasonable business people, those people are all rhinos. So what they're trying to do is confuse the definition of what a rhino is and what a real conservative is. And you know what? That's a disgrace, and that's a problem. And I'm hoping the next day we'll get some people on from the Clark County Republican Party to tell you what kind of threats they were facing and what kind of people these people actually are, so you can hear what's going on in Las Vegas. So now it's not bad enough that we have a communist takeover of the United States. Now we have a purported, alleged white extremist takeover of the Republican Party in Las Vegas, Nevada. They're trying to intimidate and destroy the party that's come a long way, that was actually getting very healthy, that was raising a lot of money, that was doing a great job, that had a successful event just 2 weeks ago that I attended, and they're trying to take over that party by calling everybody in on a rhino. They're a bunch of divisive losers is what they are. And I saw the evidence that they run a website that has literally skinhead, white extremist, Nazi-type symbolism and comments on that site. So these are bad people. And two of the three appear to have criminal records. So you know they're thugs, and you know they're trouble, and you know they're part of a group that you do not want running the Republican Party in Las Vegas or anywhere else in the country. So it's not bad enough we have a communist takeover of America. You've got people trying to infiltrate into the Republican Party, and they might even think they're doing the right thing, but they have criminal records, and they make threats. They're a bunch of thugs if they do that. Number one, and number two, how do you know they're not being paid by Democrats to embarrass us all? Because this is the type of person that if they take control of the party, they've ruined the entire Republican Party. So, you know, I'm hoping to have people on to discuss all this in the next day. We're putting out some invitations right now, and hopefully we'll have them here. I opened the show by talking about the CDC, another big problem in this country. Center for Disease Control, which changed the test thresholds to virtually eliminate new COVID cases among the vaccinated. And the gist of the story, the Cliff Notes version of the story is, you know, we all know, all of us on the right know that they've over-exaggerated COVID. It's a terrible disease. We all know someone who's been sick. We all know someone who's been hospitalized. I'm sure everyone knows one person at least who's died. I know two ever who have died out of thousands and thousands of people I know, and neither one of them had to die. They both should have gotten hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, and they'd be fine today. So, I mean, I blame right there. I blame Fauci. I blame Burks. I blame the CDC. I blame the WHO. I blame our Governor Sisolak, who didn't want anyone to get hydroxychloroquine until they were so sick it wouldn't make any difference and save them. That, you know, I blame some of these people you could accuse of being literally almost close to mass murderers. You know, there are people in the Democrat Party who wanted lots and lots of body counts. Clearly. They wanted a lot of people. They were rooting for it. And it's not like I'm making this up. Let's see somebody say Wayne Root made something up. We have video, undercover video recordings from Project Veritas, the conservative investigative group, that shows CNN's producers saying, we wanted these big death counts. And when they were big enough, you almost felt bad. You wanted more death. And we put it right at the top of the news. Come on, man, more death. That's basically what he said. I'm paraphrasing. But that's what a major CNN producer said, that they rooted for COVID to be bad for their ratings, and they rooted for COVID to be bad so that the more people had died, the more you would be glued to the TV set, you know, worrying about the death counts. And so we all know they exaggerated the death counts, and we all know they exaggerated the COVID counts themselves, because everybody was coming up positive by the thousands each day in each county, in each city, in each state. And the reason why is they set the threshold on the test way too sensitive. So everybody came up looking like they had COVID, even if they just, you know, kind of snorted in one germ and their whole life just breathing in the last day. If there's one germ stuck in your nose, you've got COVID. Well, you don't have COVID. And you're not going to get COVID. You have those symptoms and you're not going to give it to anybody else. But they called that COVID. And that scared the bejesus out of everyone because so many millions of people collectively were getting COVID. But it's nonsense. Most of them had no symptoms of any kind. They did not have COVID, and they were not able to give it to anybody else. Medical science has shown, by the way. So we knew they exaggerated the COVID counts. Well, now, guess what they're doing now? Now they're over-exaggerating they're under-exaggerating the people who got vaccinated. Because they don't want you to think people get vaccinated get COVID. They don't want that story getting around. So they're setting the meter, the threshold in the test, much, much higher now. It was much too sensitive before. Now it's not sensitive enough. Now they're raising it to a level, if they had done this from the beginning, there never would have been a COVID scare in the first place. You never would have panicked. You never would have believed COVID was that bad in the first place. And instead, they're doing it now for people who have gotten the vaccine, so no one like me is allowed to say about the dangers of the vaccine that people are getting COVID. But they're leaving the threshold way too low and way too sensitive still for the people who didn't get the vaccine, so they can make it look like everyone who doesn't get the vaccine is getting sick, and the people who got the vaccine are not getting sick. It's all fraud, scam, Nazi-level propaganda, Soviet-level propaganda. Did you hear over the weekend we found out in England, in the United Kingdom, that the big pharma companies who make the vaccines are paying millions of dollars in fees to the media, the newspapers and the TV channels, to only report positive news about the vaccines. And if you don't think that's happening in America, you are the most naive moron that's ever lived. I guarantee you all the media is being paid millions by pharma to only say nice things about the vaccines. To that pilot who died in that crash at Nellis, from Nellis, we are so sorry. We send our condolences. Happened in Vegas earlier today.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. The New Year is on its way, and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available, delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean, farm-raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile, and that is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now. OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon. 15% off and free shipping. Ocean Salmon. OSHENSALMON. OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping. An additional pound. Oh my goodness. And 15% off. OceanSalmon.com. OSHENSALMON.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry. Supplies are limited.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rock star broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rock star show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rock star broadcaster. Get all the details. Email bill@rockstar.today. That's bill@rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email bill@rockstar.today. That's bill@rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email bill@rockstar.today.
Raw and unfiltered.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
It's interesting that I got quite a few emails in the break. WayneRoot@gmail.com, by the way. WayneRoot@gmail.com. WayneRoot at gmail.com. Quite a few emails in the break from conservatives here in Nevada, and a couple from around the country, my good friend Dave in Pennsylvania, all saying, Wayne, you got it. You hit the nail on the head. Those alleged skinheads and Nazis and white extremists who hate Jews and blacks that are trying to take over the party are probably being paid by the Democrats. Just when the Democrat Party's falling apart, just when everybody hates Biden and Kamala laying her back, Harris, just at that moment, when they're falling apart, no one likes anything they're doing. Their ratings are dying, and everybody's wishing Trump was back. Let's divide the Republican Party by bringing a bunch of wacko, extremist, Jew-hating, black-eating, extremist, skinhead punks into our party, who are dressed in nice suits, by the way. All the people they pointed out to me that run that website that's like a white extremist Nazi website, all those people are wearing suits to Republican events. See, they're hiding. They don't look like, they don't wear white pointy hats anymore. They're not going to let you see them in KKK robes. They're going to show up in a suit and try and act like they're gentlemen. Except they have criminal records. One of them caught with, I think, heroin in his car while driving in Michigan. These people are bad news. And they wrap themselves in the American flag and try and act like they're Republicans. Maybe they're being paid by the Democrats. Maybe, I would say highly likely, to destroy our party. Cannot let them take over. You don't want extremists taking over the Republican Party. Sponsor of this segment of the show, and they were saying, Wayne, you got it. You hit the nail on the head. I think so, too. I think these people are not white extremists looking to take over the party. They're white extremists being paid by Democrats to cause mischief and problems and be divisive and make us all look bad. So you got to keep these people out at all cost. Anybody who's ever run a website with Nazi symbolism cannot be a part of the Republican Party. That's not about freedom. How ridiculous. Take your Nazi symbolism and stuff it up your you-know-what. Good luck trying to fight with Wayne Root. Let's go for it. Let's go for it, Nazis. Scumbags. Energized Health is the sponsor of this segment of the show. See, that's why I like Energized Health, because I want my listeners and fans to be healthy and strong and basically ready to join Fight Club. Because we got to fight for this country, man. So one of the ways you can do it is with a sponsor like Energized Health, which changed my life. Just last night when I went to that event, nice event, about 100 people there, and everybody was like, wow, you look thin, you look good, you look young, you look different. And it's because of Energized Health. It's as simple as that. I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, I gained 10 pounds of muscle, and I look and feel years younger. But don't take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. Or just cut to the chase and join right now, because you know you want to look 10 years younger. You know you want to be 10 to 20 pounds lighter. You know you want to lose 25 pounds of dangerous inner body fat. And you know you want to gain 10 pounds of muscle. And basically, I did all of that on this program. They made me sign a contract that I would go on this program. And I had to tell the truth about what happened. So if it didn't work, they'd really be putting themselves on the line, huh? They could really screw up their business and screw up their credibility. But they know that this program works. And if Wayne Root tried it, they knew it would be fantastic results, fantastic success. So I give them all the credit in the world. Congratulations, John and Chelsea Jubilee and Energized Health, sharing your breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, making me sign a contract, making me go on the program. Great idea. So call them. Mention WAR and get 40% off. Call 888-444-8895, 888-444-8895. Go now to energizedhealth.com, 888-444-8895, and mention WAR and get 40% off. Energizedhealth.com, 888-444-8895. This is how you become a strong Republican who can fight back. I used to think you're going to have to fight back against communists, socialists, Marxists, all those scumbags. Now we find out what happens in Vegas doesn't stay in Vegas. It's probably happening everywhere in America. The Democrats are probably paying white extremists, nutcases, and skinheads and Nazis to infiltrate our party, try and make us look bad. Now you got to fight against Nazis. But again, I'll say alleged Nazis. I'll say people that are allegedly running websites that look to have Nazi imagery. I'll say people that are allegedly making terrible threats against good Republicans, threatening their life and calling them rhinos when in fact they're not rhinos, they're wonderful pro-Trump Republicans. So we got some problems. Donald Trump, with a press release out talking about New Hampshire's election audit, revealed large-scale voting machine counting non-existing votes. I'm telling you, they stole the election.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. A new report is raising more questions about the origin of the coronavirus. The Wall Street Journal reporting that a U.S. intelligence report shows that three scientists at China's Wuhan Institute of Virology were hospitalized in November 2019 with symptoms similar to COVID-19. There's a lot of speculation that the virus could have leaked from the lab. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo telling Fox News, "We have to get to the bottom of this.
The Chinese Communist Party knows what happened here. These three individuals who became sick, the symptoms were consistent with what someone would get that be symptomatic of if they had COVID-19, the Wuhan virus.
Illegal immigrant children detained at the Texas border are being flown as far away as Tennessee. Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn saying he's not surprised. Republican Governor Bill Lee of Tennessee calling the plane loads of illegals being shipped to his state unacceptable. USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and 3 stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The tour is free with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including former CIA spy Robert David Steele, Urban Global Health Alliance Kevin Jenkins, sixth generation farmer Trent Luce, human rights advocate Sasha Stone, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.
is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Well, this is how I see the election, right? This is my commentary. I read it to open the show. And it's basically a rehashing of the same commentary that I... turning on Joe Biden, but I put it in a different way and kind of moved things around and took it from a slightly different angle. And I think it's important for you to hear. And of course, you know, many of you were not with us on Friday. Some of you are with us, you know, a different hour than I read this commentary or a different day than I read the commentary. Everybody has listened this early to every hour of every day. So I think it's important sometimes to repeat things, but this is the commentary that went out on Sunday in newspapers around the country, but now it's got a different title and a little different angle. And now it's, if you believe 60 judges turned down a stolen election, you're either an idiot or you're in on the fix. Something remarkable is happening in America. You can see what's happening in Arizona and Georgia and New Hampshire with forensic audits happening or about to happen, many more are on the way. Americans are finally seriously questioning the results of the 2020 election. The light bulb has gone off. Americans are starting to understand the 2020 presidential election was stolen, and they are no longer afraid to say it out loud, which is really important. That's why the National Republican Congressional Committee just announced the greatest April fundraising haul ever in history. That's why the latest Washington Examiner poll reports enthusiasm for Republican candidates in the 2022 midterm elections is ahead of enthusiasm for Democrats by double digits. That's why the latest Democracy Corps poll of battleground states finds Biden's approval among independents at only 35%, and Democrats win only 17% of independents in these swing states on a generic ballot. That's why voters in Pennsylvania, a state that supposedly went to Biden, just overwhelmingly voted to dramatically limit the emergency powers of the Democrat governor. That's why the latest CBS News YouGov poll shows support among Republicans for President Trump is still at historic levels, whether it's 89% supporting his economic views, 80% supporting his style of leadership, 88% supporting his tough stance on immigration, 73% supporting his views on race, 77% agreeing with the way Trump treated the media. How about that one? And most importantly, 67% believe Joe Biden is not the legitimate winner of the 2020 election. That's why voters in the latest McLaughlin & Associates poll favor Donald Trump over Kamala Harris 49-45 for the 2024 presidential election. They're going to have to replace Kamala Harris. Forget about replacing Biden. They're going to have to replace Kamala Harris because she is just not liked by anyone. Biden has only been president for a little over 100 days. He supposedly got the most votes of any candidate in history. He should be wildly popular while still in his honeymoon phase of his presidency. And instead, Americans have turned on Biden. Why? Why is the million-dollar question? First, Americans do not believe Biden is the rightful president. The silent majority now believes beyond a shadow of a doubt that Biden and the Democrats rigged and stole the election. Second, no one in their right mind believes Biden got the most votes in history. A senile old man who never left his basement got more votes than Obama or Clinton? No way. It's implausible. Third, it's probably impossible. Third, Americans have seen the radical Biden agenda. It's not normal, quote unquote. It's not liberal, quote unquote. It's not Democrat, quote unquote. It's clearly a Marxist, socialist, communist takeover of the United States perpetrated by evil globalists who want to destroy America. But here's the big one. Even bigger than that, Americans now understand the intimidation tactics of the radical left. Most mainstream Americans, that silent majority, has seen the vile hate speech towards white Americans. They've seen the mayor of Chicago announce she will only do interviews with black or brown journalists. They've seen BLM and Antifa rioting, looting, burning, and anarchy. They've seen the censorship, banning, and hatred towards conservatives by social media and woke corporations. They saw Palestinian mobs just days ago beating Jews remarkably in the streets of L.A. and New York. Radical Democrats have set this nation on fire. Americans finally see the truth. They now understand what happened in those 60 cases involving voter fraud in the 2020 presidential election. Trump and Republicans didn't lose those 60 cases. That's a lie. That's Soviet communist-level propaganda. The American people now understand those judges were intimidated. America never lost a single voter fraud case. I'm sorry, Trump never lost a single voter fraud case. He didn't strike out. Trump never even got to the plate. He never took a swing. No judge ever actually looked at the merits of any case. The Supreme Court never looked at any case. You've heard of jury nullification. That's where the jury ignores the facts and ignores the law. This was simply a case of Trump nullification. Many of those 60 judges hated Trump's guts and suffered from Trump derangement syndrome. But most importantly, all of them feared for their lives and careers, the lives of their children, the lives of their spouse. So they ignored the facts and they ignored the law and they chose to just punt. No judge was willing to risk ruining his or her life by overturning the election and facing a crazy Democrat mob. No judge was willing to risk assassination. No judge was willing to risk their home being burned to the ground with their children in it. No judge was willing to risk their spouse being fired and never finding a job again. No judge was willing to risk their children being beaten and brutalized at school. No judge was willing to watch their name forever destroyed by cancel culture. Most Americans now understand the election was stolen and the courts never ruled against the merits of the case. This was simply a case of Trump nullification. That's why Trump is suddenly back in vogue. That's why so many Americans wish Trump was back in office. That's why so many Americans have turned their back on Biden. Because more and more people understand he's not the rightful president of the United States. That's why if you believe the lie that 60 judges turned down a stolen election, you're either an idiot or you're in on the fix. My column that came out today at Gateway Pundit, matter of fact, let me go look. I actually want to see. Because within literally an hour of coming out, I had over 1,000 comments, which, you know, if you understand the news of me, that's a pretty good number. Yeah, now it's about 2,000 comments. Wow. A lot of comments on if you believe 60 judges turned down a stolen election, you're either an idiot or you're in on the fix. That's my column at the Gateway Pundit, and it's similar to the column that came out in newspapers around the country, Why America's Turned Against Biden this weekend. It came out with a different title and slightly different angle, but it's all the same. This guy is not the duly elected president of the United States, and we know he's not. The whole thing's ridiculous. So we know that, you know, in New Hampshire something's going on. Here's a statement by President Trump right now. New Hampshire's election audit has revealed large-scale voting machines appear to count non-existing votes. State and local communities are seeking confirmation. It's probably true, but we'll know soon. Why aren't Minority Leader Mitch McConnell and Republicans doing anything about what went on in the 2020 election? How can the Democrats be allowed to get away with this? It will go down as the crime of the century. Other states like Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and more to follow. Just what I said, more to follow. And here is the article. Let me see if I can find the article in Georgia. Six affidavits from Georgia election witnesses allege 30,000 ballots are fake. This was on the War Room with Steve Bannon. And I'll be on that show tomorrow, by the way. But again, I don't know if that's taped or live, but I'm on tomorrow at 5 o'clock Eastern, 2 o'clock Pacific, but I don't know if that's live. I think it's probably taped for the next day, if I had to guess. Because I don't think your show is on twice a day, right? And it comes on in the morning, I believe. So that's probably the taping for Wednesday morning. So I'll be on with Steve Bannon Wednesday morning. Radio host John Fredericks joins Steve Bannon in the War Room on Monday morning. See, it's a morning show. Fredericks told Steve Bannon there are now six election witnesses who allege 30,000 Georgia ballots were fake and should not have been counted. We now have two state senators, he said, Republicans, Beach and Jones, who are calling for the Georgia Bureau of Investigation to be side-by-side with the forensic analysis looking at these 147,000 mail-in ballots. Were there counterfeit ballots? Six affidavits now. We had four. Now there's six. Six affidavits of veteran election officials are alleging that up to 30,000 of these 147,000 ballots are fake. someone printed them on a machine and ran them through a vote counting machine that is not real and they're not attached to anybody. Fredericks also says a Georgia judge will start decertifying the election if it is determined the ballots were counted twice. And it's funny because the one thing none of them know, none of these radio hosts, none of these conservative activists, not even President Trump, I don't think he's ever been a gambler, even though he owned casinos. I don't think Trump's a big gambler, and I don't think he's ever bet on sports. It's not his thing. You know, I'm sure he's put money on a fight. I'm sure he's put money on a Super Bowl. But, I mean, he's not a regular sports bettor. I am a guy who bets sports his whole life. And I bet on Trump, and I watched closely what the betting odds would be on the night of the election. And you could always tell which way it's going by the betting odds because bettors are smart, and they're betting with their own money. Keep the music low. They're betting with their own money. When you bet with your own money, you are so careful. You better be so smart. And they saw the election was going to Trump in a landslide, and it went from Trump as an underdog to start the night, underdog to Biden, to suddenly even money to Trump, a slight favorite, then a medium favorite, then a 2-1 favorite, then 3-1, 4-1, 5-1, 6-1, 7-1, 8-1 favorite. Trump was an 8-1 favorite, and at that moment, five states said, we're not going to keep counting the votes, we'll start again in the morning. And when we woke up in the morning, Trump had lost the election. If that wasn't a fix, and if that's not a sign of the fix, if that's not proof of a fix, if that's not certainly strong circumstantial evidence of a fix, then I have no idea what the hell any of you are thinking, what the hell any of you are smoking. It isn't CBD. It's the real thing you must be smoking if you don't believe that's the fix is in. I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best, raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results? People lose fat fast while still eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy and boost your immune system. You'll look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I've only been on the program for a few short months, and I've already lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, and I've gained 10 pounds of muscle. But don't just take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button. Watch the masterclass at energizedhealth.com. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Toll free, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40% off! Go now to energizedhealth.com, 888-444-8895, or energizedhealth.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Ten.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, you know, I was just saying how I went to a birthday party of a 92-year-old last night. I was a big fan of my show, and she's 92 going on 62. She really looks incredible. Just amazing. I don't know how the hell she does it, but she sounds good, she looks good, gave a great speech, and had 100 friends there. How many 92-year-olds have 100 friends? You know, usually it might be 100 friends from the nursing home. This woman lives on her own and goes out. This is Vegas, right? Only Vegas is like this. Goes out every night to restaurants and live music events and makes friends everywhere she goes. And I think they all think, yeah, just, you know, some lady's talking to me. Nope. I'm 92 years old, and they're so amazed they become friends for life. They're like, 92? How could you be 92? You're out at a concert at 12 midnight in Las Vegas. You're 92? Oh, my God. Look at your driver's license. You're really 92. Everyone is so flabbergasted that she looks so good, and she's out and about like a, you know, a young spring chicken, that they become her friends, and she's got 100 friends who come to her birthday party. Young friends, and they love her. So, Evelyn, happy birthday. And then Dave just emailed me and says, you've got a 102-year-old fan here in Pennsylvania. He says, Wayne, this is me and Miss Nina. She's 102 years old and goes to bingo. She's sharp as a whip and is a big fan of your show. I heard you talking about the 92-year-old woman, and we have an older woman who's a big fan of yours here in Pennsylvania also. She's 102. So, Miss Nina, I hope you're listening. He says you're a big fan of the show. Thank you, Dave, for telling me about Miss Nina. And Miss Nina, you look like a wonderful, wonderful lady. 102 years old. I hope you live another 102 years. what a great life. Some of these people have so much life. So much life in their body. How amazing. What an asset to the world to have nice people like 92-year-old Evelyn, my friend, and 102-year-old Nina, who listens to this show all the time from Pennsylvania. Thank you, Dave, for telling me about Miss Nina. Happy birthday to you if your birthday's coming up, Miss Nina, or you just celebrated it. Maybe she's going to be 103. Wow. And this is probably a good time to mention the sponsor of this segment is 60 Plus, the 60 Plus Association. I'm hitting the big 6-0 this July, so I got to live another 42 years to be as old as Miss Nina. And I got to live another 32 years to be as old as Evelyn, so I hope I can make it. Suddenly, the 60 Plus Association is just what the doctor ordered because I'm hitting 60 Plus. I'm joining millions of Americans in the 60-plus group. And you know what? We've got the power. And it's time to use it like a club over the head of the D.C. swamp. Did you know that senior citizens in the United States have a net worth of more than $1.6 trillion? $1.6 trillion! And a majority of seniors are invested in the stock market with an average investment of $100,000. Americans over 60 possess tremendous wealth, and therefore we can wield tremendous power. Now is the time to leverage that power and take our country back. And so if you're sick and tired of major corporations, many of them publicly traded, or most of them publicly traded, supporting radical, extreme, anti-American, and socialist causes, if you're sick of the big tech overlords canceling and censoring us because we're conservative, the 60-plus association is like the cavalry riding to the rescue. We're like the Teamsters Union for anyone 16 above like me. We represent you and only you. It's past time for Main Street to send a clear message to Wall Street. Join now at 60plus.org. 60plus.org. It's, how do I describe it? It's the Senior Citizen Association for Conservatives. Right? Senior Citizen Association for Conservatives, 60plus.org. So, Miss Nina, are you listening? Evelyn, are you listening? You got to join 60plus.org. Tell them Wainwright sent you. So, you know, look, I consider myself, even though I graduated valedictorian in my high school and went to Columbia University and had Dean's List at Columbia and did very well at Columbia, I don't consider myself to be an intellectual or to be super smart. What I have is I'm super common sense. That's what I've got, just common sense. And common sense tells me that the way policemen are being treated now, nobody's going to want to be a cop anymore. So I just can't believe, you know, when they go out and recruit new classes of cops, I can't believe anybody is coming. Who would be a cop? No matter what you do, you're wrong. You stop a criminal. Instead of being a hero, they want to put you in jail. If the criminal happens to be black, you're a racist. This is crazy. So to me, that's just common sense that, you know, it's going to be harder and harder to find cops. And sure enough, here's a headline at Zero Hedge. Police recruiting plummets ahead of violent summer. Police departments across the country fail to attract new recruits after a year of social justice warriors and liberal-run city councils defunding the police and leftist media throwing the men and women in blue under the bus. I agree. Recruiting deficits come ahead of what is expected to be another violent summer. Recruiting deficits, meaning hard to find anyone to join your police department to make up for the huge number, incredible over-the-top number, of cops that are retiring. Because they're like, let me get the hell out of this before I shoot somebody and go to jail. I'm 50 years old. I could wind up in jail for the rest of my life. After a lifetime of being a good cop, one incident means you go to jail for life. I'm telling you, this is a disaster in the making. And there's going to be a rough summer. You don't think the country's going to burn this summer? Oh, there's going to be BLM and Antifa looting and burning and rioting all over the summer. The warmer months always give us more problems. There's always more violence. And there's always more looting and burning and rioting. Charlottesburg-Mecklenburg Police Department saw Axios applications plunge 26%. In Des Moines, Iowa, 50% fewer than a year ago. Fayetteville Police Department in Fayetteville, Northwest Arkansas, hardly received any applications at all this year. 20% of Seattle's cops have quit. I bet no one wants to be a Seattle cop. It's happening all over the country. I love the cops. I love the thin blue line. It's a big mistake what we've done to the police, and we're all going to pay for it. There's going to be no one to answer your 9/11 call. Wayne Allen Root, see you tomorrow. God bless.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.